Welcome to the Astrology University podcast, helping you find insight, inspiration, and meaning through the study of astrology. And now, on to the show. Well, hello, and welcome to the February 2024 Astrology Declination Outlook, where I give you an overview of the main transiting declination aspects each month, as well as some advice about how you can navigate these events, in addition to some good timing dates and a little bit of the larger astrological context. And I'm your host, Tony Howard. Check out my accompanying blog post on Astrology University for a full list of the major declination aspects and dates for this month. If you're brand new to declination and you just want to know what it is, check out my blog post, What is Declination at Astrology University? All right, with that, let's get started. In this month's report, I want to mention some of the larger context of the global transits before I get into talking about the declination aspects. Well, Pluto is back in Aquarius for a few months, as you might know, and it's in the news in the United States as we're seeing increasing division and differentiation between the states and the federal government. Aquarius supports differentiation and splintering into groups who have a shared interest, for better or for worse. But this creates challenges for those organizations that seek a more global union, or at least some kind of umbrella structure that oversees or contains or tries to contain those differing points of view. Jupiter forms an exact conjunction with Uranus in April, but this transit's already in range and quite visible in the collective. In one of those you can't make this stuff up moments in astrology, we're seeing farmers in Europe staging protests. And that's a perfect correlation with Jupiter and Uranus both being in the sign of Taurus. These farmers have taken over-the-top actions in their protests, as you may have seen on the news, and if not, Google it. And one of the most Uranian of those is spraying manure on grocery stores and public buildings. Boy, if that's not Jupiter plus Uranus in Taurus, I'm not sure what is. Of course, it's a specific version of that transit. But interestingly, the French were in the news staging protests and kicking off the French Revolution with the storming of the Bastille in 1789. While Jupiter was conjunct Uranus that time in Leo. This is a trigger transit that can catalyze longer social movements or rebellions or revolutions that then make sense in the context of some of the slower transits that are unfolding at the time. And during the French Revolution, there was a lot of complexity there. It'll be interesting to see what develops in the months to come in the current set of transits we're experiencing now. And I'll be talking about this in detail in person at a workshop in Dublin in April with the amazing Mark Jones, and registration is still open for that one. And we also have an online summit coming up at Astrology University in March featuring 10 astrologers all talking about this topic. You can get those details and sign up through our events page at astrologyuniversity.com/events. Well, if you've been following my declination report for the last couple of months, you'll remember we've been having a Mercury-Mars-Neptune theme. Well, that's shifted now. You might remember that Mars was out of bounds last month, adding to the edgy but innovative potential in the air, but Mars has now come back into range. This means that we now get to look back at our impulses or see our Mars kind of actions or impulses from the last month with a little bit more perspective. Did you get a fresh or innovative idea that now feels like it might actually be viable? If so, the signs could point toward taking that next step. Or did you have one of those classic out-of-bounds moments where you got yourself into a little bit of wacky territory, at least it seems so now, and now you're starting to wonder just what you were thinking? If that's the case, have compassion for yourself. Set that plan aside for now. I don't always have judgments for those off the rails moments that we sometimes have, and I can see them as a necessary part of a creative process that helps us move forward on our own terms later. Have you ever been in a brainstorming meeting where people are asked to free associate with ideas and people are just throwing things out and seeing what sticks? You'll know if you've done that, that some of them, some of those ideas are great and some of them are a little bit out of left field, and that's okay. We all think that's just part of the process. Our Mercury function gets called in there to help sort them all out, and then our Saturn function helps us figure out what to commit to. These Mars out of bounds periods can sometimes take us in especially interesting directions that we later question. But this cycle can also keep us from getting stuck in a rut, and it can actually facilitate the creative process that leads us right where we need to go later. We just can't always see it when we're in it. This month, I encourage you to stop and think about what was driving you last month in most of January, and then tap into your desire nature as it is right now. Where do you want to go now? What can you learn from your experience last month? This process might open up for you, especially after February 14th, when Mars moves into Aquarius, giving Mars a little bit more objectivity combined with a solid clarity of purpose. Mercury and Venus snuck up to high declination last month and also early this month, but not quite enough to give them that out-of-bounds boost. So we can focus then on their signs and aspects. And the one period I want to draw your attention to is February 17th through the 24th, when Mercury, Mars, and Venus will all be in Aquarius. The Sun's also there on the 17th and 18th, along with Pluto. So on the 17th and 18th, we have five planets in Aquarius. So use these dates to step back and detach from your emotions in order to get a more objective view of things. That's the intention we want to set. Mercury in Aquarius is great for brainstorming or trying to look at the whole system to evaluate how it could be improved for everyone participating. If you're an Aquarian yourself, you might especially want to take stock of those dates. The out of bounds news this month centers on the moon, which goes out of bounds twice a month right now. The moon's two out of bounds periods in February are February 5th through the 8th, when the moon will be in Sagittarius and Capricorn, and then again February 17th through the 22nd, when the moon will be in Gemini and then in Cancer. When the moon's out of bounds, the volume gets turned up on lunar experience. This means our subjective self, the feeling autopilot side of us. For the last couple of episodes, I've said a lot about the moon in Cancer and Capricorn, so this month I'm going to talk a little bit about the moon being out of bounds in the signs of Gemini and Sagittarius. On February 5th, while the moon's in Sagittarius and out of bounds, we have an opportunity to tap into a more positive outlook. If you're normally a cup half empty person, these are great days to try to fill the cup a little more. I'm not going to ask you to turn into a cup half full person, but put a little bit more in the cup. Ask yourself, what could it feel like to look on the bright side for a minute? Even if you consider yourself a stark realist, it's always good to nurture hope and positive potential to balance yourself out. On February 17th, when the moon's in Gemini, the vibe available presents us with options and different directions. If you've been feeling stuck, there's energy on these 2 days to feel into different perspectives, to shift gears or to pivot. Remember that these energies get turned up because the moon's at high declination, and not just because of the moon's signs on the dates I just mentioned. One of the key declination aspects to watch out for happens February 28th, when Mercury forms a parallel with Saturn while both planets are conjunct and in a Kazemi conjunction with the Sun. That's a strong conjunction. If you use a 2-degree orb for your parallels when they're below 10 degrees like I do, according to Charles James' specifications, which is complicated, I'll tell you about that another time. If you do that, though, Mercury and Saturn are both parallel the Sun as well. Well, this is a really powerful triple planet combination. All three planets are in Pisces, so this could be a powerful day for focused concentration in the imaginal realm, or great for meditation. If you got the opportunity to sit for a longer meditation on February 28th, that could really be in order. Although with Mercury and Pisces in the mix, you want to allow for breaks and reverie in between stretches, and to do it in a way that feels good to you. The moon is void, of course, for most of that day until it moves into Scorpio at 7:10 p.m. Pacific time. So this might not be a great day for taking an important action, but it could very well be a great day to make progress on a creative writing project. Before I wrap up today, I'll share some dates for supportive energy. For projects that you want to grow, consider sticking to the waxing part of the moon cycle, which would mean somewhere between February 10th and 24th. Among those dates, consider February 10th and 11th while the moon's in Pisces, when you pick up a sextile with Jupiter. The moon will also be applying to conjunct Saturn, so keep that in mind as it could introduce some limiting energy. But it could be a great fit for setting a boundary, especially with compassion, with all that Pisces energy available. On February 14th and 15th, while the moon's in Taurus, you'll get to tap into the moon conjunct Jupiter and also Uranus. Are you ready to shake something up? Or do you need to kickstart a project that you want to energize with some staying power? That's the Taurus piece. Well, this could be a good fit for that kind of intention. Venus changes signs just before the moon does on the 16th, and some astrologers would say that that signals that there's going to be a change in direction after you get things started, but I tend to think that's okay if you plan for it. On February 18th and 19th, after the moon goes into Cancer, you'll be able to take advantage of its sextile to Jupiter if you start the clock before the moon hits 9 degrees. So this is for you astrologers out there who are listening. Now, that's a pretty supportive aspect, and you could pick a chart with Cancer, Sagittarius, or Pisces rising, depending on your intention. Finally, if you've got an action that's a little bit more about wrapping something up or shutting something down, ending something, or maybe even emotional integration, you might land on February 29th. That date has more complex energy suitable to those kinds of intentions. The moon is going to be in Scorpio then, but it'll be in its waxing phase, and it's making an opposition to Jupiter, and it trines the sun, Mercury, and Saturn for some positive potential there. There's also a supportive Mercury sextile Jupiter aspect then, but you can only catch that one in its application or applying in the Sag rising chart, which is right in the middle of the night in the United States. So I'll leave it to you to experiment with that date and with that electional. All right, well, that takes us to the end of this month's declination report. And to learn more about declination, check out my course, Intro to Declination at Astrology University. I hope you're able to make good use of the planetary energies this month. And until next time, take good care. Thanks for tuning in to the Astrology University podcast. I'm the founder, Tony Howard. Head over to astrologyuniversity.com, where you can find webinars and courses to help deepen your study of astrology. Study with some of the best astrologers in the field, and check out our diploma program for those of you interested in working professionally or in developing the skill to analyze charts for yourself, your friends, and family. Hope to see you in class soon, and until then, take good care.